Just thank you again for this morning, for all that you're speaking, and for your powerful presence, for your word. Open it up, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. A couple months ago, I was watching, Rosemary was watching a video, and I didn't think much of it. She wanted me to watch it, so I finally got to watch it. Kim Robinson, I think, something about Daddy God. And so I participated in it, and one of the questions at the end was, God, Papa, what do you call me? We all have our names, but what do you call me? And I thought, wow, I'm just going to wait in his presence, wait. And I'm looking for something, you know, like Sir James, something really respectful or something. And he called me Jimmy. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever been called Jimmy. Even as a child, I was not called Jimmy. Maybe Jim Bob or something like that. But Jimmy. It's like, ah. And then he began speaking about being a child, being childlike. And I don't know if you noticed, I've never done that thing before. But Olivia, I had to watch Olivia to learn how to do it. I mean, I'm simple things. So many things in the kingdom require us to learn childlikeness. And, I mean, 40 years ago, I had a come-to-Jesus kind of experience, lordship. You know, am I going to, is this everything? Is this everything? And, yeah, I don't get to decide where I go to school, don't get to decide who I marry, don't get, you know, this is, my life is yours, Lord, so you're in charge. Wow, a lot of things since then. But that was a decision, foundational. Went to about 25 countries, missions, wasn't, you know, taking a ship around for comfort or, you know, a vacation or something. We went, did a lot of missions, a lot of ministry, and been in ministry for about 40 years. So lordship, he takes you places where you don't always want to go. He does things in your life. And so lordship was established for the last 40 years. But here I am, 65 now, getting money from the government for illnesses and stuff. It's pretty amazing. But here I am, it's almost like lordship in a different way. It's like I'm mature now, and we're mature. We learned some things. We've seen some things. And here he wants me to go backward, like childlike. Ah, oh my goodness, wave the batons, be childlike. Why was it so beautiful that Olivia came with her lipstick like that? Anybody notice? Everybody notice it? I mean, she didn't care what it looked like. She was looking pretty, and it was her own pretty. And so what is it about childlikeness that Jesus wants for us? Wow. He has some things that he says that are kind of crazy. Can he create something out of nothing? Can God do that? Kind of can. We know that. We haven't seen it. Well, maybe some of us have seen some things, but creation, that was out of nothing. I mean, incredible. Incredible. Can he, we're talking about children, can he make children from stones? Have you ever seen it? I mean, never seen that. Pretty incredible. Said he could. Said he could. But what's our experience with stones? They don't just become children because we like the idea. But he said he can make children from stones. It's crazy what he says. And we love the kingdom. We love to embrace everything about this morning was kingdom oriented. It's about the presence of Jesus and what he's the king. It's his presence we're after. And when we're in his presence, he speaks to us, he encourages us, changes our hearts, sets us free from things. So we're all about the kingdom. But when it comes to things that he says, we love what he says and we love the kingdom, but we also have experience. And experience tells us, yeah, he can make children out of stones, but he probably won't. He can do the big things when his good time comes. And But wow, he loves us to become childlike, loves us to just come to him because he's good. We know he's good. We know he's good. We know he loves to heal. We know he loves to set us free. He loves our hearts, loves to renew our minds, loves to change everything about our lives. I'm excited about your Thursday night group. I don't know how many of you participate, but is it only for next generations, next generous? Anybody, what are they called, the Z-Geners, the older ones, what do you call them? The golden oldies. Soaking prayer, soaking in his presence. Man, I'm telling you, that is a key to everything in this body. That's a key to everything. Look around you. How many of you would like to have this place kind of overflowing and you'd push the doors open? You know, I was 20-some years on staff at a church that just kind of exploded. Bible school, Bible Institute developed, and people, you know, just crazy stuff. Every couple months we'd plant a church. New churches planted every couple months. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And so the first 10 years were amazing because the Holy Spirit was there. The last 10 years, Lord, where can I go? Because leadership, things happen at leadership level, and it's all about leadership. When it happens, things begin to deteriorate if it doesn't get reversed. So finally, about 9 years ago, resigned, and finally the Lord let us start a ministry center. So in our house, we have a house fellowship, do some counseling, do some ministry things. But Wednesday nights, for the first year, there was about 12, 15, 20 people sometimes, special events, maybe 40, 50. In our house, we kind of opened up the living room. And second year, I thought, by the third year, I'd probably have 10 or 15 house churches, just train others and train them up. And here we are 9 years later. Guess how many house churches? We're still about 12, 15 people. You know, who builds the church? Whose church is it? I will build my church. He's also the architect. He's the builder. He's the stone of the corner. He's pretty much it. So it's his church. I'm satisfied with 12. I would encourage you not to look around and think you have to get a double, triple, set goals. It's about him. It's all about him. When we focus on him, crazy things happen. And it takes time sometimes for the crazy to happen. What was the boy's, what was your son's shirt? Something about living it wild. That's what happens when the kingdom comes. And not everybody's ready for that. I heard recently Bill Johnson say probably lost 1,000 people. You know, they're just, you'd leave a place like that. Healing's kind of, it's a crazy kind of life. You have to lay everything down to get everything. He just wants everything. That's all. That's all. Just wants everything. Let me read a little bit from the scriptures. The earth is the Lord's. Earth is the Lord. Everything in it. Everything in it. The world and all who live in it. It's all the Lord's. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand on his holy place? I said, I love your sign in the way out, Holy Hill. It's a holy hill. You know, Jesus, there's a Matthew 5, something like that. He talks about... I think it's the Beatitudes. It talks about somebody help me out, not being able to see the Lord with, what a holiness, no man will see the Lord. No, it's not that one. There's another one. Somebody help me out here. What's that? No. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's one of the Beatitudes, I believe, but the term there, see God, thanks John. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. The seeing, there are six Greek terms for sight in the New Testament, and they all have to do, I looked this up, I just did a study once, and you know, we can see one another at a distance. I see you sitting in the chair kind of far away, but I kind of see you. So we see things at a distance. Then we see people a little closer, close up. We begin to see things a little more clearly. We see into people's hearts sometimes. We see one another's issues. We see the Lord a little closer. But this term that he uses there is very rarely used. It's only used that time and in Revelation, I think, one or two times in the New Testament. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God revelationally. So I know a lot of people in the church that don't see God. You guys had an amazing time this morning. We had an amazing time. Worship team led us into the presence of the Lord, and not just singing songs. We were longing for his presence. We're longing to see him. Some of us saw him. Some of us didn't really have a clue. Purity of heart in every area of my life means I will see revelationally. He wants to open your eyes to, he wants to open your eyes to heavenly realities. Pray for it. Ask God, Lord, whatever it takes, I want to be free from anything that blocks my seeing. Amen. Don't we want it? I mean, that stuff is, anything that blocks my sight is really worthless. He owns it all. The one who has clean hands, pure heart, does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Wow. Does not trust in an idol. Gideon was told to go after the Amalekites. I mean, what a story. God picks him up. He's working. He says, I need you to destroy the Midianites. And, I'm the least of my family. I'm not prepared for this. And God, so gives him some help along the way. But what's he do before he sends him out to the Midianites? What else does he tell him to do? Gives him a little smaller project. What is it? Somebody besides John and Marianne. What does he do? He says, go. Yeah, he says that. He says, go to your father's house and destroy the family idols. I thought he was going after the Midianites. I thought he was getting ready for battle, destroy these Midianites. Only needed 300 men to do it. 300, two dozen here, three dozen. He doesn't take much. How many Hitlers did it take? How many King Davids did it take? It doesn't take many. Numbers are not impressive to God. You know what he tells us to number? Number your days. Are you doing that? Today is 23,767 days for me. It sounds like a lot, but then it doesn't sound like that many in light of the days that are coming. Eternity, a lot longer than that. 23,767. How many days do you got under your belt? Have you numbered them? I'd encourage you to number them. Teach us to number our days. Why? To apply your heart to wisdom. Wow. Oh, wisdom will come if I start numbering my days. Encourage you to think about it. Reflect on it. This day today was designed from eternity. Tomorrow was designed from eternity. We're not just living day to day, job to job, you know, come home, go to work. Every day significant in the kingdom, in the Lord's hand on our lives. Teach us to number our days. We don't just count how many days. This is day number. Number them, each one important, each one significant. They will receive. So he who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Gideon is about to destroy the Midianites, but before he gets to do that, he goes to his family And it says, what does it say he does? He's going to destroy the Baal and the Asherah. I mean, these are idols, family idols of his father and his mother. And what does he? When does he do it? Goes in the night because he was afraid of his father. Afraid of his father and the men of the city. Sure enough, the next morning after he destroys them, men of the city come out and say, oh, who destroyed the family idols? Things get stirred up when the family idols come down. And his father backs him up amazingly. The idols weren't all that important. He realized God himself was greater. And so he backed up his son, and the family idols were destroyed. The Asherah, God said, use the wood from the Asherah idol and set up a sacrifice for me. Amazing story. Our families have idols. If any of you had any family reunions this summer or planning on having some, I mean, you get together, families get together. We had a big family reunion. There's 9 kids in the family and just people everywhere. So 120 possible. There's about 85 of us that get together and just crazy 3 or 4 days together. And so some families big, some small. It doesn't matter the size, but every family has stuff in it. Every family has, family systems are amazing just to study, to observe. And some of it looks like Jesus, some of it looks like Hades itself. You know, families are, and so here's the family idol. And so, Lord, how do we take down our family idols? How do we take down the family? It's called the family uv, and the Hebrew word is family uv. You heard of familiar spirits, family spirits, familial. So there are things within the family. You wonder, why did that happen to the father and the son and the grandson? All three things were destructive things. Nobody stopped to take care of the family spirits. Nobody stood up to the darkness that was in the family. My encouragement is, be those like Gideon who stand up to the darkness that you see in the family. Celebrate the good in the family. I mean, I just had, you know, just looking at my family for a couple of days and talking to them, it's like the best and the worst. I mean, just some very godly people in a family line, and we celebrate what God has done. There's also some pain. Every family has pain in it. And so we pray and we seek God and we call on God. Lord, how long will you wait to answer this prayer? Do it, Lord. Breakthrough. So pray for your family systems. Gideon only had authority over the Midianites because he took down the family gods, because he took care of the family darkness. He only had authority to destroy the Midianites because he took care of the enemy within the family, the idols, the family spirits. God wants to pour in blessing. In fact, the next verse in Psalm 24:5, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Such is the generation who seek him, seek your face. Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. A couple months ago, I was awakened with music in my house. Our bedroom is next to the kitchen, and I heard some music coming from our kitchen. I thought, I don't know what this is. I thought, is Rosemary up? She wasn't up. And then I got scared. I thought, somebody's in my house playing music. I mean, me, scared. In my own house, it was strange. So I kind of tentatively opened the door and a few dim lights in the kitchen, and here my phone is laying on the counter on the island, and it was playing a song, and all the apps were closed, Stephanie Gretzinger, a song I never heard of. Something about Jesus. Not no one ever cares for me like Jesus, but it was one very similar to that. Show me your face. Do you know that song, Show Me Your Face? Man, I encourage you to listen to it. Show me your face. David knew. Moses experienced the Lord in different ways. Incredible, incredible. He wants to show us his glory. I mean, I was just kind of blown away. Lord, you never heard this song, never sang it before, never, and hear a song playing in our house, Show Me Your Face. He loves to show us his face, loves to show us who he is. He's so good, so amazing. Takes care of everything tomorrow. We just sang this morning. There's things that you guys are going to deal with tomorrow. But what if the Lord deals with ahead of time? Because you worshiped, because you listened, because you were releasing it to him, he's going to deal with it. Everything that you face tomorrow, I'm giving you a guarantee he will take care of it. How about that? If not, come talk to me. Tell me I'm a liar or something. He's going to take care of it. It's amazing. He loves to take care of things for us. We turn to him. Yeah, it's originally. I love her version, but he was the originator. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Show me your face. Yeah, so just numerous experiences like that in the last couple months. Just realizing it is all about him. It's all about him. He changes everything. He changes our hearts. Teaches us to love. How do we love? We love because we're loved by him. I mean, we try to love. We try to work hard at loving our spouse, and she's so mean, or he's so tough, or no, I'm not talking about Rosemary, of course. But we're married 43 years, same year as John. Yep, 43 years. But there's still stuff that irritates us. Well, that's absurd. Why would that be? She's so godly and I'm so mature. Maybe I need to be childlike, huh? But stuff is always going to irritate us until we're 6 feet under. So yeah, show me your face, Lord. Show us how to do this. We don't know how to do it. We don't know how to love. We don't know how to change. But he, hope, faith, love, the greatest is love. I really like you guys. I just, every time I'm with you guys, I love you. Just love being with you. I just love your heart. If you came to visit us, and we're 5 minutes off I-81, just stop in. If it's a Wednesday night, we'd love to have you bring a word, share, bring a song. But you wouldn't be impressed with us. I mean, 15 people, a dozen people. One time, a couple months ago, it was summer schedule and everybody's going, and one person came around the cul-de-sac. They thought, nobody's here, and they came 10 minutes after, so nobody's here. They turned around. We called up and said, hey, let's go out and do lunch. So we actually had flock that night. So God's not impressed with numbers. Let's number our days. Teach our heart wisdom. You know, John mentioned about location here, and I felt like the four corners. I should just stand in the four corners. The Lord wants to, he's surrounding us here, isn't he? He's surrounding us. I don't know how you want to finish, John, but I just think he really is with you guys in precious ways. Keep being impressed with it, with what he's impressed with. Keep walking in the things that he calls you to walk with. Keep learning to love like he loves.